Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have six grants for your consideration. The first one is Town of Georgetown. They're requesting council to fund half the cost of a new stage to be used at in-town events such as Caroling on the Circle, Concerts on the Circle, Return Day, and the Christmas Parade. The total cost of the stage would be approximately $10,000. Last grant received was $1,500 to repair to make repairs to the fountain. And that was $1,200 from Mr. Wilson and $300 from Mr. Phillips.
I'm okay with that. I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,500. Is that correct?
I believe that was the amount.
Yes. Yeah.
$1,200 from Mr. Wilson and $300 from Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
Okay, next request is Sussex County Animal Association. They're requesting $2,500 to help pay for the care of the dogs and cats they have rescued. They have received less than 10% of past year's donations. In the last 12 years, they have placed 3,000 animals in homes. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $200 each.
Mm-hmm. Now, who is Sussex County Animal Association? That's not the Kent County.
No.
It's the one out on 113. It's an independent agency, correct?
It is.
They do a great job.
It is a nonprofit.
This is a nonprofit, correct. Yeah. And they're actually located in Seaford.
Oh, that
this is
in
this
Seaford.
Is a Seaford nonprofit.
Oh, so
but they do take in
the county.
They all county. Uh-huh. And they said that in their letter they've been pretty busy because of the safe haven. They've been taking in a lot of
that's
animals.
Where it,
right.
Okay. I just didn't recognize the name particularly.
I'm like Mrs. Deaver. I actually thought it was from Georgetown, but I have heard one complaint, and I don't know how true it is, that they're really picking up sometimes. Sometimes they're picking up people's dogs when they shouldn't be picking them up. Other than that, I don't hear too many complaints, but I do hear that.
Okay. What's the pleasure of council?
I don't know that I'm strong enough for $2,500. Mr. Cole, $200 each would be okay?
Yep.
I move we provide them $200 each for a total of $1,000.
I'll second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,000 to Sussex County Animal Association for animal rescue costs, being $200 from each council person district. Any questions on that motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you. Next grant is Woodbridge Elementary Schools requesting donations for reading incentives for the Woodbridge Elementary School students. Each student will receive a raffle ticket for every book that he or she reads. They hope to have many raffle items available for the students. There are currently 900 students in their building. Last grant received was $250 from Mr. Wilson in 2010. Mr. Vincent put this one on the agenda since it's his district now.
Want to go that way again?
Sure, that's fine.
We're same motion. As you just read.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Wilson, second. Mr. Phillips, to grant $250.
Yes, sir.
We'll split it.
Okay.
$125 from Mr. Phillips, excuse me, Mr. Wilson, and $125 from myself. That makes $250, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. Okay.
Did we have a second on it?
Yes.
Okay,
Mr.
good.
Yeah. Any questions on the motion? Mm-hmm. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Motion carried.
Next grant is the First State Community Action Agency is requesting $1,500 to support the annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration. The celebration includes a parade in Lewis and a banquet at the Cape and Lopin High School. Proceeds from this event goes towards scholarships to Sussex County High School seniors. Last grant received for this program was $1,000, which was $500 from Ms. Deaver and $500 from Mr. Cole.
I'm going to make that motion.
Really?
I'll get back to you. The year's just started. I got a whole year to get you. Yes, I'll second that motion.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 to the First State Community Action Agency for their activities.
Don't be
Martin
absent
King
now, Mr. Phillips.
Mm-hmm. Organization.
You didn't want to contribute.
$500 from Mrs. Deaver and $500 from Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion?
Mm.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, although they do serve. I mean, that's a First State Community Action. They serve the whole
county,
but that's all right.
It used to be county.
That's all right.
Contribution.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next grant is the Greater Seaford Chamber of Commerce. They're requesting support to defray the cost of producing the Christmas parade. Last grant received was from Mr. Vincent for $500.
Somebody make that motion.
I'll make it.
Second. Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $500 to the Greater Seaford Chamber of Commerce for parade expenses from my councilman grant money. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
Okay. Next one's God's Food Wagon. They're requesting support to purchase food for low-income families. Last grant received was $250 from Mr. Vincent.
I'd like to make a motion that Mr. Vincent gives $125 and I give $125 to the...
I'll second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $250 to God's Food Wagon for purchasing food for those in need. Be $125 for Mr. Phillips and $125 for my councilmatic grant money. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Introduction proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are several. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a retail package store and tavern to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.033 acres, more or less, tax map ID 2-30-26-35.01, and its lands of Thomas and Judy. It's either Muntz or Muncie. And it's District 3, the 911 address is 12327 DuPont Boulevard, Ellendale.
I'll introduce it.
So David introduces it.
Okay, the next one, Mr. President, is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a B1 neighborhood business district for a used car sales facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 14,295 square feet, more or less, tax map ID 2-34-4-11, and it's for filed on behalf of the Eastern Shore Auto Exchange, District 3, and 911 address is 20524 Harbison Road, Harbison.
Mm-hmm. I'll introduce it, too.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
And the next one is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 18,886 square feet, more or less, tax map ID 2-35-15-25, and is filed on behalf of Charles and Christy Greaves, and it's District 3, 911 address is 26285 Broadkill Road, Milton.
I'm sure we've looked at it to see if it's large enough to accept a CR1. Sometimes there's a question on that. I'm sure we have.
That's roughly a quarter acre.
So it's, I know that in the past we haven't been able to rezone a small parcel like that way. So I'm just asking, but we could always introduce it.
It would be introduced and that would come up at the part of the hearing process.
Right.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
I'll introduce it.
And the last one, Mr. President, is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 4.85 acres, more or less, tax map ID 2-35-30-55, filed on behalf of Philip Cross and Prentice Watkins, District 3, 911 address is 26986 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Harbison, Delaware.
I'll introduce it, and I'd like to have a legislative aide full-time, please.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it. Is that all, Mr. Moore?
Yes, it is, Mr. President.
We could raise the taxes.
Additional business brought before council, Mr. Guy. Thank you, sir. Paul Rieger.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
everybody. Paul Rieger from 18171 Georgetown, Delaware. Thought everything's been quiet. I've been sitting back waiting. And we had a few meetings when there was a few months ago with the meeting. Mr. Cole had raised a point of about the ordinances and different codes that we have concerning different things. perfect example why they have to, not have to, but should be considered to have this move as quickly as possible, is I've been here trying to figure out with these ducks, whether they're wild ducks, farm ducks, somebody's going to get killed in the road. Never did I imagine that I would wake up New Year's Eve, or not New Year's Eve, New Year's morning, to have two guys hunting with shotguns and bows within, I believe the one pond is 150 feet from my horse barn. My house is literally 300 feet from the one little 20 by 30 or 20 by 40 pond. The other one, my house in the front of the yard where I've been complaining about the ditch, where he dug the hole, the 20 by 100 or whatever it is, drainage thing in the front for the pigs originally. That's in the drainage field that's caused a lot of hassle. It's legal because there's nothing about using it as an animal septic tank. And then just because it comes in, because I guess whatever the nutrients or whatever is doesn't qualify. But the ducks, with the amount of people breaking in front on the road, the 20 to 25 ducks in the road, everybody watches on TV, every Geico commercial, nationwide commercial. You have the squirrels getting killed, causing accidents. You have the ducks getting killed. It's not, and this is not even about, it's not even an animal issue per se for the ducks. It's on both sides of our area where everybody is skidding and breaking up and panic stops. Luckily, they've been killing the ducks instead of swerving to the side. They swerve left to right, they're in a ditch. They go on the left side of, if they're coming from the side towards 113, they're going into, in that area, 3-4 different houses where they have access to go right into, go into the ditches, swerve. Deer, you hunt to take care of the deer situation, that's fine. The ducks were brought in, not just landed there. Some of them have. You have to start out with 12. You have other ones that fly over that, I guess, joined them. And in your zone ordinance, you have 100 bird limit. You don't know whether you can count the ducks in the limit for the 100. You can't even, as far as for the last 2 years, with the county to have access, DENREC gets on the property. We call up about one thing. We have DENREC come in for the nutrients thing. You're allowed 8,000 pounds of animals on the property. We're under 5 acres. This is not per se farm. This is, well, how I don't know how to phrase it. But when DENREC shows up for the nutrients part, we're over the 8,000 pound limit because we have 13 dead pigs and the cow on a trailer going to a butcher, already just slaughtered. If zoning was allowed to go there with the original complaints, this, I consider Sussex County, the county, as my landlord. I pay my rent directly to Sussex County. I don't pay it to Georgetown. I don't pay it to Milford. You are my landlord. The zones are there to protect. Anything that I've spoken about here, I'm probably one of the least articulate people. I try to make it as clear as possible. If you start from the back and you work up through the property.
If you could try to close that next couple minutes, please.
The duck hunting thing, because of the actions, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, there's no hunting in the pond now. There's no hunting in the front. Whatever they call them, summonses, violations, were filed. Which, even with that, the two hunters that were there should not have been in a position to get in that position, which is unfair. They were told, I don't know how to phrase it. But it's bringing other people in there. This isn't a homeowner next to a homeowner saying, let your next door neighbor go. This is other people coming in shooting shotguns next to my house. You can target shoot. Everybody target shoots. Everybody hunts. This is not anything to deal with that. But when you have everything so close, and if you look at it, you have a 20 by 30 foot duck pond, recliner here, just sit there, walk out. You shoot down, they follow the second bird. It should not, I don't know of anybody in a realistic mind that would put their neighbor in a position of having somebody take that close and are unrealistic. It's just a multiple of different things. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. You know, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make you guys a promise that you wished I had never made you. This is not a threat. I don't want you to take it any way in a threat. But I will tell you, you gave money to God's wagon. You've been giving money to churches, and it's going to stop. Because if you don't, my promise is, you guys are going to pay so much money out of this county taxes that you will have to raise taxes. That's a promise.
Vicki Innes, help me here.
That's a good try. Most people pronounce it that way, but it's Innes.
My
name is Vicki Innes. I am the brand new executive director of Reading Assist Institute, and you recently gave us a very generous donation. I called Ms. Jennings to thank her, and I asked if I could personally come down and just face-to-face thank you, tell you that we're a nonprofit organization, that we work with schools to help support them in achieving their childhood literacy goals. And we do that by tutoring students in the elementary schools and by providing continuing education workshops for teachers. So I just wanted to tell you that I'm looking forward to working in Sussex County with the school districts here, and I just wanted to say hello. Well, and thank you.
Thank you for coming down, and you're certainly
good
welcome.
Good program.
Thank you
very much.
I entertain a motion for executive session for personnel, pending potential litigation, and land acquisition.
May I have a minute or two?
Mrs. Deaver.
Okay. I would hope that we take a look at meeting in the evenings again, because when we did meet in the evenings, we had a lot more people come in. And I just think we should take another look at that. And I think it serves the public much, much better. And I hope we will get some votes on the calendar for some of these large applications that we've heard, and as soon as possible, as soon as we're ready, get them on the calendar.
Anything else, Mr. Phillips?
I've always supported night meetings, Ms. Deaver. If you made the motion at some point in time when Mr. Moore said it was appropriate, I would second it. But I'm not so sure that shouldn't have been done when we approved our procedures this morning. So we're meeting in the day for another year anyway.
I don't think it's in the procedures what time we meet.
Yeah, and you could always amend procedures anyway once it's on the agenda.
It is in the procedures, the time?
Even if you would argue that it's in the procedures, they can be amended anyway.
Right.
Simply by putting it on the agenda.
Yes, I just put it out for consideration.
Do you want it on next week's agenda?
Can I make a couple comments before we go too far with this?
This is something that we're getting into an issue now that should be on the agenda if you want to discuss it.
Right, we'll put it on the agenda. It just we'll settle it because I sat here and watched. It was not what it sounded like.
Comments from council?
I do. I'm sorry. Go ahead, no. Sam. Sam, I'll defer to age
Wilson.
Before
thank
beauty.
You, thank you, George. Well, some time ago, we had the lady down from the State Department, and she was trying to convince us that we're in sea level rise. If you men can well remember, it's because the ice caps were more or less melting. And so we had a group of 70 or 80 people that got on a quite large ship and says if this water was so warm 70 years ago, this ought to be an easy trip. We don't need any help. We don't have to worry about freezing up. So you know the news. They took the ship and went up a ways, and it froze up. And they were so determined to prove to us that the water was going to get warmer. And it wasn't going to be any global warming, no way. So they decided to stay on the ship till they found out they were running out of food supply, and global warming wasn't really real at all. And sea level rise was not really rising, as we have been deceived. You folks remember the comment that I made was only God knows the weather. I know last week it was almost down to zero. I know it went up from almost from zero to 70 overnight, which was impossible for man to even think, but it went up. Now, we can all be deceived and we can think that we're controlling the weather, but it's nothing but a government job and it's a government take. And I say that from the past and I'll say it present today. After today, how many times have you ever heard tell of school being closed? And we're looking almost at zero temperatures. And better than zero. And it's not only in Delaware, but we're talking about nationwide. Nationwide. We're talking about 15, 20 degrees below Chicago's price. Said one of the worst coldest spells they've ever had. This is not global warming, which the deceivers are trying to deceive us in believing. That's my thought for the day.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Cole, you had something?
Could Todd, I guess, maybe review that policy we had? I had a phone call and issue about when we charge for paramedics at certain functions and certain people were exempt. And can you articulate that right now with out of memory or?
Yeah, the special event policy. Yes.
Yeah. Well, what is that? Clear my mind up. I don't know if I explained it properly or.
Sure. So last year, the council approved special event policy, which any large mass gathering event that requires public safety entity for the county, that would be either our EMS services or the Emergency Operations Center, our 911 dispatchers and command unit. We passed a policy whereby if those services were required or requested, we would review the type of event that took place, and our two directors, Bob Stewart and Joe Thomas, would make a determination of whether or not this special event, the parameters within the special event, required reimbursement for services. And there's a list of the parameters. I don't know them off the top of my head. Some of them include location, number of attendants, duration, type of event, mm-hmm. whether or not there was a charge, whether or not it was sponsored by a municipality. Educational.
Okay, a comment was made to me that nonprofits were exempt, and it's not that clear.
That is not a clear parameter in that policy. No, that is not the case within the policy.
Where's that policy?
Okay, so any nonprofit can't expect to get.
That is correct.
Okay,
that is correct.
Services waived. Okay. I just.
And you can find that determination where.
All of that information I just listed, including the policy and the application, is on our website.
Good.
If you click on EMS or Emergency Operations, there's a link that has that information.
The website is terrific, by the way. Congratulations to
Thank
Chip
you.
And to you. Thank you.
Mr. Phillips.
While we're on the topic of legislative issues, maybe something that Mr. Godwin could look into. Senator Brian Pettijohn has a bill that would limit the liability that nonprofits would have to pay if there was an accident. I think it's about $700,000 for non-economic damages. It may be something that could be beneficial either to our government or at least to many of the Sussex County nonprofits that we support, such as I've heard the Apple Scrapple event would benefit from this, and other large events. Pumpkin Chunking is the one that inspired this, but there's others. If you're going to have a legislative update coming up soon. Thank you.
Well, if we're going to ask for a resolution, I would want more information, especially from the insurance end of it.
Well, I think the request was just had Mr. Godwin keep us abreast of what happened with the bill.
We do ask for the resolution,
sure.
And I just wanted to warn.
How's this council stand on House on 88, Senate Bill 88?
Which is?
I think. Mr. Moore, can we?
That's right. We're getting into
are
the point where we're
yes, agenda, so we need to. Yeah.
Well, I thought I'd try it.
It sounds like having Mr. Godwin on next week's agenda with a legislative update would be.
Can you look into it, Mr. Godwin, for us?
88. I move that we adjourn to executive session
for personnel pending litigation and land acquisition.
As Mr.
Phillips, second. Mr. Wilson, any questions on the motion? take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Nicole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now going to go to executive session. Ta-